Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Hello, it's Kitty here. I'm at the Apollo Theatre for Operation Geranium Music Fair, and I'm here talking to Lorraine Buckman, the Chair of Trustees from Isle of Wight Age UK. Hello.
Hello. I'm pleased to be here at this event today to support Operation Geranium, which is something we've been involved in for a long time now.
Fabulous. So tell us all about your involvement with Operation Geranium.
Well, it started quite a while ago, and Steve Double, who was responsible for starting Operation Geranium, really worked with us and ensured it was the original idea to give older people on the island a geranium, people that were lonely, isolated and on their own, that they had a nice bright red geranium to bring a bit of cheer into their lives.
And absolutely, and it's continued, hasn't it?
It has continued. It's continued for 4 or 5 years now. As I say, we've been involved because, as I'm sure you know, we work closely with older people on the island, many of whom live very isolated lives. And we try and do what we can through our team of wonderful volunteers and our paid staff as well to make sure that people live a much better life, if at all possible.
That's just fantastic. Now, the work you do is very wide-ranging, isn't it?
It is. We have volunteers. I was just talking to one of our volunteers outside who's here helping us to raise funds today. And she is a volunteer in our befriending service. And she's been visiting somebody for 4 years now.
Oh, wow.
Who is very alone. And she visits once a week. And what was really heartening, and you hear these stories all the time, but she was saying what a difference there is between when she first started visiting this person and now. It's somebody, she said, who takes much better care of themselves, whose house is cleaner and a nicer place to live, and just is generally in a much better place. And she feels that she's made a good contribution to the change in that person. And you know, that's the sort of thing our wonderful volunteers do every day of the week.
Wow.
And it's part of the reason that we're here.
Now, as part of this week is, all of this week actually, is
Volunteers
Week, isn't it?
It is, it is.
The role of being a volunteer, I know it myself, you know, working for Vectis Radio. Being a volunteer is just a fantastic thing, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic for the people that our volunteers spend time with, but it's also great for them. And interestingly enough, completely unprompted, the person I was just talking to said how much she gets out of it herself, and that she didn't realise quite how much she would benefit from seeing somebody living a much better, happier life.
And that's the thing, isn't it? Being a volunteer, it's about helping others.
Absolutely.
But you also get so many wonderful rewards for doing that.
You do. And I think, as she said, she didn't realise what a difference it would make to her. And I think, you know, I just say that to people, perhaps, who are going to be listening to this, that if you haven't tried volunteering, please think about it. It would be lovely if you've felt like volunteering for Age UK on the island, but it's best to volunteer, you know, whoever you want to volunteer for. It's not, we're looking for volunteers, but so are lots of other organisations on the island.
Absolutely.
And if you can spare the time, it's an amazing thing to do for whoever you're volunteering to help, but also to the person that is actually the volunteer. You make big differences to people's lives.
Absolutely.
And it was interesting. I was at the High Sheriff's event yesterday afternoon, and Nigel Hartley was talking about the power of community.
Absolutely.
And and the difference it makes. And I think, again, it's something that we are so aware of here at Age UK, because that's what we're about. We're about working in communities with individuals and with groups of people. Some people may have heard about our chatty brew that we do. The last one that I was at a couple of months ago, we had over 75 people attend our chatty brew.
That's just fabulous, isn't it?
And it was just amazing. And looking around the room, seeing all those people sitting, chatting, making friends, and just relaxing and socialising, again, very powerful thing to see.
Oh, absolutely.
Really, really is very powerful.
So Operation Geranium itself has been with you for quite a few years.
It has.
And today, having an event such as this, fabulous.
Exactly. Lots of music all day through to this evening. I think there are still tickets, so people can come along if they haven't bought a ticket. It's not a nice day, but people have still turned out to come and listen to the music. And the Apollo's a great venue for music. And Steve Double, who's arranged that today and is a big supporter of Age UK as well on the island, he's here. And lots of different bands and lots of different music.
Thank you so much for speaking to me, Lorraine.
It's a pleasure.